Services.
Okay, may I get you to state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Kyle Wayne Bryant, and my ADC number is 299-410.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing. We brought in the one allegation on your warrant, and based on information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on March the 30th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And there it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see an attorney in the room, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir, that's what that means.
Yes, sir.
Can you repeat his ADC number?
Would you repeat your ADC number again for us, sir?
My number is 299-410.
That is correct, sir.
We have the wrong...
I can be copied the mine.
No, I think you probably got the other Bryant. I mean, the other...
No.
Kyle, you probably did him. But this is this right. This is Mr.
I am so sorry.
You have that number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you need to check the number for the... And remember, we did another Mr. Kyle a few minutes ago. Hold on one minute. We're just trying to get our paperwork together, so we did Mr. Parker, L. Kyle, K-Y-L-E. We did him a few moments ago.
His number was 389-059.
Mm-hmm. And that's different than this one.
38-38-38-380-59. That was Kyle Parker.
Mm-hmm. And this one is 299-410.
Okay, it's just that
I don't have a packet.
I do have mine's.
Okay.
I mean, this is warrant number 2017W0524. And this is, I don't know what it's doing over here, but this is just...
At this time.
Bryant 12.
I have a different Bryant. It's a different man. It's a different name.
You want to go on to this?
I need you to.
Yeah, you do. But the cover sheet is okay. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, sir, we do have a problem here. And I'm going to suggest, and I know you've been waiting all day, that we continue your hearing is because they gave us the wrong paperwork.
Do you know when they'll be able to reschedule?
We have a copy right here.
Okay, we have a copy. Just give me one moment. We're going to make a copy now. We'll go ahead with it. Just give me one moment to get the copy made.
Just make some copies.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Okay, so we'll have it straightened out in a moment.
Yes, sir.
They gave us the wrong paperwork, Ken.
I understand.
We have to take the paperwork that they give us, and somehow we didn't pick it up until now.
Yes, sir.
We apologize to you, sir, for...
No problem.
For this, and then we'll be ready to move forward. Thanks for finding it, Mr. Johnson.
I was just trying to make that number kind of off a little bit.
I was just looking at
this day's been for us.
I was just looking at this sheet right here. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Over. This sheet here is right.
You had the right sheet.
No, but we got the wrong Mr. Brown here.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully they have a pool.
Yeah,
wait,
something
else
there.
One south, I don't know where east field is or not. We're gonna find one south. That's what the east field is.
Thank you.
Good catch. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
teamwork.
Okay, we are back, sir, so we are ready to move forward. So,
yes, sir.
What I'm going to do now, I think, let's see now. Did I swear everybody in? No, I did not swear everybody in. Okay. Okay, so now let me introduce you to the board members. I'll just have to figure out where I start. We have three board members present this afternoon who cannot see us, and that is the Honorable Ms. Dale Ringhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us this afternoon Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Bryan?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, yes, sir. Mr. Osborne and Mr. Bryan, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I swear.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Okay, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether each of them would be true or false once I read them. I just want to do something on this piece of paper here. Okay. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2. It's demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December the 12th, 2018, as verbally directed on November 29th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, Your Honor, that is true.
And the second one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 12, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a struggle from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
Yes, Your Honor, that is true as well.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Bryan, I move to find that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. So by unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into the most important part of your hearing, and that is phase two. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. At this time, we're going to receive some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and we'll be back to you shortly. So just hold on to the phone. Mr. Osborne, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bryant was released from DOC custody on October 11th, 2017. He was arrested on February 25th of 2018 by the Bullhead City Police Department on his undercover work status, and was returned back to our custody on February 27th of 2018 with 75 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of May 25th of 2018. Current conviction 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 4 months, and 2015, burglary in second degree, 2 years, 6 months. He said one term with DOC, had a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SGT or gang information noted. Has a moderate disciplinary history with alcohol, theft, and violence noted. Other arrests, 2005, destruction of public jail, AZ juvenile probation. 2008, domestic violence, AZ juvenile probation. 2009, criminal trespass, third degree, AZ unknown. 2010, threat to intimidate, AZ felony conviction probation. 2010, threat to intimidate, AZ unknown. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation, and has a community risk score of G6B6.
Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Bryant, and we're looking at your case supervision summary, and based on
What we see, and this is our first time looking at it, when you were released, you were to stay at TLC, and then, however, you were actually placed at V-Ray, rather than TLC, you were placed at V-Ray here in Phoenix, and then you were discharged from V-Ray back on November the 28th, 2017, and then you resided at Denton, D-N-T-O-N House, and that is in Phoenix, and then you, the COO, CCO area was informed at Denton House that the offender was discharged. He was discharged from there on December the 12th, 2017. And at that point, we don't know what happened to you after that time. So why you kept moving, sir? You just, we got a little lost there, you moved so much. So why you kept changing residence, sir?
Yes, sir, I did. Would you like me to tell you what happened after that?
Yes, sir. What happened after that, sir?
Well, before I went to prison, my children were born, and they were fairly young. My daughter was one, and my son was like 3 months. So I hadn't seen them. So I got kicked out of the halfway house, and everything kind of felt hopeless. So I went, I got a ride down to Bullhead City, and I went to see my kids, and I couldn't get a ride back. So I stayed out there, and I got a job at Taco Bell. Then I had happened to get arrested, and they told me I had a warrant, which I knew was coming. And I'm just, Jimmy, I was making good conscientious decisions to stay away from all the drugs and all that, but I had to see my kids. That's what it came down to, you know?
Well, we respect the fact that you had to see your kids, and I commend you for that, but unfortunately, when you're on supervision and your parole officer, you know, is not exactly where you are at a given time, that's what creates a problem for the board.
Yeah, I understand.
So, but we're glad that you had a chance to see your kids, and in fact, you found some employment while you were up there in Bullhead City. But I do show that back in October 2017, you ended up using a little methamphetamine and cocaine. What was going on there, sir?
Oh, man, I don't know. It was just that I had a hair up my butt, and I don't know.
Were you in Phoenix then, or had you already relocated up at Bullhead City? Where were you located when you started, when you used that methamphetamine and cocaine, sir?
I was in V-Ray.
Okay, so how did you get it there in V-Ray? I thought that was a good halfway house.
It is a very good halfway house. They have a good program there to help me get a job, but I just, like I said, I'm prone to boneheaded moves, and somebody pressured me into it. I messed up, but I continued to hold my job down and all that. I understand that, I don't know, I feel extra stupid for that, and okay. I don't know, there's no justification or anything I can say. Okay. I'm a recovering drug addict, and I feel like if I'm released on my parole end date, if I don't have any structure or anything, that I might just be, I don't want to be another statistic and end up back into the Department of Corrections. Right. I feel like if I get released with parole, it might help structure my life. Because Miss Avery was a good parole officer. I really liked her a lot. She helped me out, you know. I'm a recovering drug addict, so I don't know.
Well, we definitely want you to return back to DLC because of your drug habit. But at this time, I'm going to see if I'll wait 1 second. First of all, I'm going to yield to Mr. Osborne. He has something to share with us, and then I'll see if other board members might have something.
Yes, sir. On December 27th of 2017, Supervising Parole Officer Anthony Oliveri mailed out Absconder Reduction Program letters to 1852 Seabreeze Lane in Bullhead City, Arizona, giving him a chance to come turn himself in, and we would have worked with him. I just wanted to note that.
Okay, so back in December 27th, they did send a letter to you up there in Bullhead City, but apparently you didn't get it, or at least you didn't return back. They were going to let you off. We wouldn't even be talking to you today if you had gotten that letter and you had gone to your parole officer. That's one of the things that they, one of the good programs now that the Department of Correction has. But at this time, I don't see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Before you guys make your final determination, I just want to let you guys know that.
Yes, this will be your last opportunity before we make that determination, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted you good. this prison thing. I'm 27 years old, and I'm trying to get all this past me. Just want to get out and get a job, and I feel like if I'm out with a parole officer, someone to, you know, to help me push along, to help me, you mean guide me, I feel like I have a better chance than just to get out without anything, you know, and then I might end up being a bonehead again, and I don't want that. So if you guys would show some mercy, I don't know, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys hear this all the time, but I would appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time, though.
Sure. Well, thank you so very much, and it's just a pleasure speaking with you today. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, and we'll be back to you with the determination of the board very shortly, so please stay on the phone. Okay, this is an unfortunate situation with Mr. Brown, who's such a wonderful young man, and 27 years of age, and had his kids up there, so we did, at least had an opportunity to spend some time with them. Our problem, I have two problems here myself, and but then we'll listen to other board members, they might have something different. One is, I have a concern because he did abscond, and this is one of the things that we don't like to see happen when one is on supervision. And the second one is that he's going to be out next month on the 25th, which is about 6 weeks, and it would be hard to get him all set up and ready to go. But by then, by the time he get all set up, he'll be released, and he won't be on probation, community supervision at any rate. And for those two reasons, I'm not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members.
Additionally,
yes.
Dr. Wade,
yes,
he says he would like the structure of a parole officer, but he didn't observe that structure this time, so, and he violated.
Thank you so very much for those observations. With that being said, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Bryant violated terms and conditions of supervision as he was arrested. That he had the lapse into criminal ways as much as he used methamphetamine as well as cocaine while he was on supervision, and that he also absconded for 75 days. With that being said, I'm probably going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed. Unanimous determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the criminal condition of your supervision, and the board has revoked your community supervision. However, as we've already stated, you're going to be released on May the 25th of this year. And with that being said, sir, find a way, find something out there. There must be some programs. I know there are some in Phoenix. I don't know about Royal City. Find some programs that you can get into once you're out, because we don't want to see you continuing being having problems with the use of drugs. But thank you so much for your participation, and your hearing is over, sir. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
And you too. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.